morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Curtis Ulrich, and we're going to talk about music and fun. How are you doing, Curtis?
I'm doing well, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm good. And you have a holiday ball coming up. So let's talk about when and where and the cost and those basics.
Sure thing. So on Sunday, December 22nd, we're going to be having a dance at the Elks Lodge here in Atlantic, and it will be going from 7 to 10 p.m. that evening.
This is not the first one of these you've done, I believe.
It's not. This is actually the 10th dance that the band will have had.
I didn't realize it was that many, but not all of them at holiday times. You've done them at other times also.
Correct.
Yes.
We traditionally do one or two during the summer and then one right around Christmas time.
Uh-huh. So this is an opportunity maybe for folks, if they want to put on the Christmas finery, they could do that or just come however they'd like to have a good time.
Absolutely. We welcome anyone from the community to come in and enjoy the music or join us on the dance floor.
All right. You know, and that's an important point. Maybe some folks say, oh, I don't know how to dance, or maybe they just are not, you know, capable of dancing at this point in their lives. So, hey, you can come and join the music anyhow.
Absolutely. Pam and Jake are always there, and they're always willing to teach people how to dance if they'd like to. And, of course, we have chairs and tables set up for anybody who just wants to enjoy the music.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the kind of music you're going to be playing.
So it's going to be all big band. We really like Glenn Miller in particular, and I'm sure people from the listening area are familiar with his music from the 40s.
Sure.
And we'll have classics like In the Mood, String of Pearls, Tennessee Waltz, Hoop-Dee-Doo Polka. Basically, it breaks down to swing, waltz, polka, and two-step dances that people can enjoy.
Excellent. Now, let's talk a bit about the band, because you're a really special group of people, the Popcorn Button Band.
So the band consists of all volunteer musicians. Nobody in the band is paid to play with the group. And we consist of several high school students, former alumni, college students, and community members who play with the band. So those are all just members of the community who enjoy playing music and enjoy sharing their talents with the community.
Mm-hmm. How do you get together to practice? I assume occasionally you practice.
So every time we have a dance, we make sure we meet before the dance to have some kind of a rehearsal. Yeah. And then when we add new charts to our repertoire, we make sure that we have a separate meeting when people can mm-hmm. actually learn that new music.
Now, you know that we would assume there's certain kinds of instruments there in terms of trumpets and trombones and so on. What is the range of different kinds of instruments that are included?
So we have a total of at least 16 players in the band at any given dance, and we have five saxophones, four or five trombones, four or five trumpets, and then a rhythm section, which consists of a drum set, a piano, and a bass.
All right, just lots of talent there, and I'm guessing many of you can play several different instruments if you had to.
That's true. I might actually be joining the trombone section this time instead of the saxes, which I normally do.
It's good to be versatile when you have this kind of group that's kind of amoebic, I guess. You know, you might get new members and some may drop out.
Yep, it always depends on what type of family commitments the group has or whether they can make it back from school and those kinds of things. So, yep, the band's a little bit different every time, but I'm happy to say that we consistently do a good job. At least that's the feedback that I've been getting.
Yes. Well, folks who join the band, I'm sure, do it because they love to do it, and they're not, you know, just somebody that says, oh, I think I'll give this a try. I'm guessing most of them are quite talented and really love doing this.
Absolutely. Some of the people in the group are music majors, but most of us just enjoy playing and have made sure to either keep up with it since graduating high school or playing bands at college or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little more about you, Curtis. You know, going back to high school, you graduated from Atlantic, and when did you do that?
I graduated from Atlantic in 2009.
And what's your life been like since then?
Well, actually, this week, the day before the dance, I'll be graduating from Iowa State University with my degree in computer engineering.
And then?
And then in March, I'll be heading off to California, actually, to start a job working as a software engineer with Google.
All right. That sounds pretty exciting.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Well, getting through college, you know, graduating and getting a job, that's pretty major right now. There are a lot, not everybody gets to do that. They seem to be out there looking for jobs. So you're one of those folks, I don't know, pick the right major, do the right work, and hey, you got a job waiting for you.
I am lucky that I enjoy doing something that's in demand right now, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, how do you see the music in your life progressing? I mean, California, you're not, well, you might get back occasionally with to play in the Popcorn Button Band, but it's not going to be quite so easy. Where do you see music fitting into your life as you, you know, kind of move forward?
So I definitely plan on finding a community band when I'm out there to play with, and I traditionally have always found something. Music has been a very important thing to me. That's why Jake and I started Popcorn Button originally back in 2010. Mm-hmm. And I'm into things like electronic music, creating music in that way. And I plan on both playing and creating music in the future. So that's not something that I see going away.
So when you say creating, you're saying writing? Composing?
Yes. It's not traditional music. Actually, this last weekend, I, with a friend, did a recital of electronic music here at Iowa State. We both completed Iowa State's music technology minor, and so we have lots of different types of electronic music that we've created, and we played for a crowd of about 180, which we were really excited about.
Yeah. You have other folks that like that kind of music and want to see what's happening. Now, I think, I could be wrong, that having all of those computer skills really does transfer over to the kind of music you're doing.
It does. So I've done some algorithmic music, some different electroacoustic music, and that's not what we'll be hearing on Sunday, but it's another side of the coin.
Yes. Well, it's good for us to know that there's all kinds of music out there, but I think you're a bit unusual with the Popcorn Button Band when you're going back in time, in, like you say, the 40s, that era. There's just not lots of bands out there that are doing that.
It's true. You'll still find them around, but it's not as common as it used to be, and I think that's a shame. That's another reason why we enjoy bringing that type of music back to the community regularly.
Mm-hmm. It was a very special era of history and a very special kind of music, so it's great that you're keeping that up. By the way, did you ever go to the Glenn Miller Festival in Clarinda?
I have actually always been busy during that time, but I'd really like to go someday.
Yeah, I understand that, and I've been there once. I understand, though, that the bands they bring in, I mean, they're kind of like the Popcorn Button Band, that they love that music, and that's kind of their specialty, and so it would be a real treat to do that. So what kind of response? You mentioned one response that people say you're doing a good job. Other kinds of response that you get from folks who've been to one of the Popcorn Button Band get-togethers during the year?
So it's always been very positive, and that's been exciting. We've had people coming from all around. We've had couples come from Nebraska and from across the state to come and dance with us. And I always get really good feedback from people. So they enjoy the dancing because that's not something that you get to do a lot in the Atlantic community as far as the big band dancing. And that type of music, you can tune into listening to that music electronically, but it's hard to find that live, and mm-hmm. so that's something that people are always mm-hmm. excited about. Mm-hmm.
Do you take requests?
We do. There one fun story, actually. We took a request to play a particular song. I believe it was, I'm forgetting the title of it now, but it was an old Glenn Miller favorite, and it was for a couple's 60th anniversary.
Oh.
And it turns out that the song that we chose happened to be their song, so that was a really cool coincidence.
Oh, those are great memories, aren't they? Awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, Curtis, so we're visiting with Curtis Ulrich here, and just remind us again of this event coming up this weekend.
Sure. So it's a free dance and with a live band playing big band music this Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic, which is at 501 Poplar Street. We welcome anybody to come and listen or dance.
All right. We thank you very much, Curtis Ulrich, for visiting with us and for bringing us this big band music along with all of the other players in the Popcorn Button Band. And until next time, here's a thought. Laughter is a sun that drives the winter from the human face.